Preface: Companions on the Spiritual Journey. Of all the social changes in the last several decades, nothing has surprised me more than the recent rise of interest in spirituality. For many in Western societies, a hunger for the sacred has emerged out of the bankruptcy of materialism and secularism. And for many in the church, a longing for a deep encounter with God has arisen out of the arid soil of knowing about God, but having little personal, experiential knowing of Him. My world is full of people on a spiritual journey. Cradle Roman Catholics rediscovering their church and faith, former atheists visiting Aboriginal healing circles, Christians practicing Buddhist meditation, New Age seekers pursuing encounters with the sacred, evangelicals discovering mysticism, Roman Catholics discovering Bible study and intercessory prayer, and Protestants discovering liturgy and the sacraments. Lunch hours in the public mental health clinic where I work used to be filled with the usual topics of conversation: gossip, weekend activities and plans, sports and entertainment. Now, the number one topic is often spirituality. The number two remains clinic gossip. People seem to be bursting to tell anyone who will listen about their spiritual quest. They long to share their journey with others. They want people who not only will listen to them, but can relate to their story because they are on a spiritual journey of their own. Spirituality means different things to these people, but a common component of those diverse meanings is the notion of being connected. These people all long to be connected to God, however he, she, it is understood, to others, to themselves, and often to the earth. The hunger for connection is one of the most fundamental desires of the human heart. We are like immigrants in a new land, with no family or friends and no sense of place. We seem to have lost our mooring, or perhaps we have lost some part of ourselves. Like pieces of a puzzle seeking their adjoining pieces, we long for connections that will assure us that we belong. But it is not just connections in general that we seek. In the core of our being, we yearn for intimacy. We want people to share our lives. We want soul friends. We were never intended to make the life pilgrimage alone, and attempting to make the spiritual journey on our own is particularly hazardous. Paradoxically, however, what we most deeply long for, we also fear. How else can we explain our reluctance to be genuinely known by those with whom we are most intimate? Often it seems that what we want is the fruit of companionship without the demands of genuine intimacy. Yet something within us remains dissatisfied with the safe but superficial relationships we experience. Our souls ache for a place of deep encounter with others. Our fears may partially mask this ache, but it won't go away. We want companions for the journey, companions with whom we can share our soul and our journey. Defining our terms. I have mentioned the ambiguity of the term spirituality, but now I have introduced another equally ambiguous term.